Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to another of our new music spotlights, where we take just a look at what gospel music is offering right now in the form of current music. And I'm excited to play some great songs by artists like Marshall Hall, Russ Taff, Jason Crabb, Gordon Mote, Karen Peck and New River, the Gaither Vocal Band, Triumph at the Isaacs, and many more. And I have a special guest co-host today, Karen Peck of Karen Peck and New River. Karen.
Hey there, Daniel.
Listen, it's good to have you here, and I know you're on the forefront of gospel music because you're out there in concert just about every weekend, and it's a good time to be a gospel music singer because the world needs good news right now.
You know what? You're exactly right. And, you know, I say if there's ever a time of need, it's now. And this is just a great opportunity to encourage the body of Christ, I mean, to encourage the believers, and hopefully, an opportunity to step out into the world and tell the world, hey, Jesus is the answer.
Well, we're going to get started with your song, Mighty Big God. It is a great tune, and tell us about where it came from.
Well, actually, it was written by Sonia Isaacs and her husband, Jimmy Yeary. And we were talking with them a few months back and just saying, hey, we would love for y'all to write us a song that's got a really good groove to it. And this is the song they wrote. And when we heard it, we heard the demo. Of course, they record the best demos ever. When you know, Sonia Isaacs on a lead, you can't get any better than that. And so the first thing we said is, oh, my gosh, we've got to record this song. And then the second one is, oh, we just should just put that demo on our album and just say it's us. But it's just such a great song. I love what it says because, you know, all things are possible with God. Nothing's impossible with God. And he is a mighty big God. And there is no problem that we could ever face that is not bigger than our Father. And so I love this. I love what it says. The bridge is my favorite part, though, when it starts talking about who he is.
It's my favorite
part in the whole song.
Yeah, we don't often get to see this because I'm in radio and we can't look out and see an audience like you can. But when we get to that part, I've noticed it being at different events where the song is playing over loudspeakers. And you'll find people raising their hands at that point and just closing their eyes and meditating on what the song is saying. And you know you've got a good song if people are responding and reacting that way.
Yeah, and honestly, we're blessed that this song came along. I mean, I think it's a perfect time for the song. It's everything that New River would want to say.
Karen Peck and New River, here it is, Mighty Big God. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends in our new music spotlight.
He brought down a giant with a boy, a stone and a sling. He swallowed He can't do a big God, and
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
I've heard it said that love is blind. It's never afraid and never unkind. And I've heard it said love is all you need. That it's a many splendor things. I've heard people say that love at first sight, how it's so wrong and how it's so right. It lifts you up, it lets you down. Oh, but I have found that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body so bruised, a holy heart was broken. That's how he chose to prove that love is a cross. I'm reading that love is just a myth. It's only a crutch. It doesn't exist. It's something the world cannot achieve.
And Friends. Karen Peck is my co-host, and we've got some great songs we're playing for you. And let's talk about this song by the Hoppers, Karen. It's called Something's Happening.
Oh, I love this song. Matter of fact, this is one of my favorite songs that the Hoppers are doing right now. And to see this song in concert is tremendous. I mean, this song moves me. And when you start talking about, you know, about the Lord, and the Hoppers always have a special a gift of choosing just great songs. But when you start talking about the Lord and start talking about something's happening, you know, you can just sense, you know, that something big is going to happen in this song by the time you get to the end. And it's just, this song is just a great song by the Hoppers.
And it has that classic Hopper sound that you expect from them, too.
Yes, it is. But once again, they have recorded a fantastic song. They are so consistent.
The Hoppers right now on Daniel Britt and Friends in our new music spotlight.
Something's happening in Bethlehem. From a stable, a lovely light blows within.
Is that a baby crying? He was born in Bethlehem. Shepherds declared that angels announced his birth. Now that caused a stir. When men came asking, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We've seen his star and have come to worship him." Herod was filled with wrath. The babe is now a man, teaching a new doctrine with compassion and authority. The people are following him. The chief priests and elders are outraged. There's a mob outside of Pilate's hall today. Something's happening.
Something's happening in Pilate's hall. On the porch, Pilate pleads with an angry mob. In this man called Jesus, I can find no fault. Something's happening in Pilate's hall.
I watched as his beaten, disfigured body fell beneath the load of the cross. His mother ran to him. The soldiers pushed her away. I heard the hammer fall and I knew the nails had been driven and he was on the cross. The scoffers kept chanting. I heard him speak words of forgiveness. There was a darkness over the earth and a great earthquake. Then I heard him cry from the cross, "It is finished." We watched him die, but somewhere deep within my being, I know this is not over.
Something's happening at Joseph's grave, where Jesus of Nazareth has laid.
They've lost it all, over the edge, with no one there to break the fall. And what do you say to someone who feels so unloved and giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be good enough? And what do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way home, and everything is out of their control? There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. There is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through. So before you think that you're too lost to save, remember there is nothing greater than grace. What do you say to someone whose life is on the line and they're unsure what happens after their last breath? And what do you say to someone who's only known abuse when the walls they've built to save themselves makes it hard to hear the truth? And what do you say to a life of regret that's trying so hard to forget? And what do you say to dreams unmet? There is no valley, there is no darkness, sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. There is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through. So before you think that you're too lost to save, remember there is nothing greater than grace. So don't lose heart, don't let go, don't give up, you are not alone. There is no valley, there is no darkness, there is no sorrow greater than the grace of Jesus. Oh, there is no moment, there is no distance, there is no heartbreak He can't take you through. So before you think that you're too lost to save, yeah, before you think that you're too lost to save, so before you think that you're too lost to save, remember there is nothing greater than
grace. Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends in our new music spotlight, and my guest co-host Karen Peck of Karen Peck in New River. P.S. Karen Peck, movie star of the movie that has been out now for several weeks, Joyful Noise. And are you hearing some good feedback on that?
I'm getting great feedback. Matter of fact, it is even better than what I had anticipated. I'm so happy about this movie and the success of the movie. And of course, my part's a very small part toward the end of the movie. It's about a church choir competition, and I'm the master of ceremonies for the final competition. Mm-hmm. And it allows me to sing a song called Mighty High from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Mm-hmm. And also the song is on the soundtrack, which is doing very well right now too. And someone asked me the other day, they said, well, why would you be in a secular movie? And I just feel like if the Lord opens the door for me to step into the world and be a light for Him, I'm all for it. And the Lord has really given me a platform because of this movie, and I'm so thankful. It's a dream come true.
Well, the movie's good, but the soundtrack, I am hearing so much about the soundtrack, and it's done some incredible things on the charts and is packed full. And what I love about it is there's not a lot of fluffy songs, you know, not a lot of just stereotypical gospel songs, but true message-filled songs, right?
It, you know what? You've said it perfectly. I mean, it is an album of just great, great uplifting songs. And, you know, and the songs say something.
Yeah.
You know, they spent, from what I understand, they spent months choosing the right songs for this movie. But I'm going to tell you, there's a special anointing in the soundtrack. And you can hear it also in the movie, but when you watch the movie. But the songs are just, you know, they're very meaningful. And, you know, they even take some of the secular songs and make them work for the church. And that's what I love about that, too, is, you know, they've even changed some words around so it would fit the church. And I just think that, and then plus, of course, new songs as well. So Dolly Parton wrote 3 on the album. And it's just a great, great album. I love one, and it's the song that Queen Latifah sings called Fix Me Jesus. Mm. That's one of my favorites on the whole album, but I love what it says. And it was just so heartfelt when she sang the song. So I love the soundtrack, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it.
Well, let's break from the playlist and play this feature from Joyful Noise featuring Karen Peck here on Daniel Britt and Britt.
Take the load.
It's a New Music Spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm Daniel Britt. Karen Peck is with me today. We're co-hosting this buffet. I love his sampling of what gospel music is offering. And I love this artist. He never, never, never ceases to amaze me. Whether he is remaking an old classic or bringing something new to the table, it all seems new when Gordon Mote puts his hand on it. And so here's a song called Hold Me Up. I'm sure you've been working with him for a while when he's been singing this in concert, right?
Yes, and absolutely. You're right about Gordon Mote. He never ceases to amaze me. When Gordon Mote sits at the piano and sings and plays, he always brings something to the table that no one else does.
Yeah.
And what I love, this song is so heartfelt, and I love this song. And matter of fact, Gordon plays on all of Karen Peckinpah Rivers' recordings. And that's the stipulation. We have to work our schedule so he can play on the recordings, because he has such a special touch on our albums. And of course, you know, he has his own albums that are very successful. And this song is one of my favorite songs.
Hold Me Up, Gordon Mote.
And you're listening to A New Music Spotlight with Daniel Britt and friends.
Lord, you promised there'd be nothing that we couldn't make it through. And in my heart I know your word is true. It's just these waters that I'm sailing through right now are mighty rough. Could you wrap me in your arms and hold me up? Hold me up so I can sing. I've been trying hard to fly, but I can't find my wings. I am traveling through a time where all I have is not enough. I need to hear your voice and feel your touch. Could you wrap me in your arms and hold me up? Lord, I know I'm not the only one whose heart is hurting now. There are others, Lord, who need to feel your power. And if anyone knows how we feel, Lord, we know it's you. So please come and do what only you can do. Hold us up so we can sing. We've been trying hard to fly, but we can't find our way. We're traveling through a time where all we have is not enough. We need to hear your voice and feel your touch. Could you wrap us in your arms and hold us up?
Sonia and Becky.
Who am I?
not my will, thine, Lord. Oh, the answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, the true and old rugged cross I'm reminded of his words. I'll leave you never. How many is thankful for that? And just be true. I'll give to you life forever and forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son to fight my battles until.
Spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Karen Peck is with me, and you know, I got this idea. I cannot tell a lie. A great idea needs to be copied, right?
That's exactly right.
You were recently a guest co-host on one of our sister shows around here, the Homecoming Radio program, and I just thought it was great. You were in the blonde corner with Tori. And do you enjoy radio? I mean, do you get to do much radio, like sitting in a studio, putting headphones on type of radio?
You know, I'm not co-hosting. I do a lot of radio interviews. And one thing that I've been so blessed over the years is have a lot of DJ friends. I mean, they're just, and I consider them dear friends. I know their stories, you know, their families, and I've been so blessed over the years, you know, to have that relationship. But I do enjoy the co-hosting, even though I don't have a voice like Tori, and I don't have a voice like Daniel. I have never considered myself having a good radio voice, that's for sure. But I did have a show. I don't know if you knew this, Daniel, but years ago when I was with the Neelands, I had a little radio program called Karen's Sweetest Songs.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, it was horrible. I did a 30-minute show every Sunday afternoon, so when I would come home during the week, I had a, the station there in my hometown, I had one of the DJs, he would help me along, we kind of co-hosted together. And so I would go on the road, I had my little cassette player, and I'd go on the road, and I would get interviews from the groups, because we worked with groups every single weekend.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of really good interviews, except for Rex Neelan, he was my very first interviewer, and for those that know Rex, knows that he was just a big jokester. And he had a way of teasing me that just, it was horrible. And so I asked him if he would be my first interviewer. And so when I got I had my little notes, and we were sitting on the bus, and I would ask him questions, and he would answer with one word. He would answer with one word. And I would say, Rex, now how long were you with the Lefebvres? 20 years. That was more than one word.
You get the picture.
Okay, have you always wanted to sing gospel music? Yes. And it was yep, yes, no, or something like that. And he could see that I was getting very frustrated. And he would sit there and laugh. I can see him laughing at me at this to this day.
Funny.
Needless to say, my DJ work didn't last very long.
And it was called Karen's Sweetest?
Karen's Sweetest Song.
Sweetest Song. Okay. Our producers in the little glass booth are doing their crack research right now, and we may have a clip of this. Well, I don't know.
It was rough.
Is it archived anywhere?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, Karen Peck, you're doing great today, I'm telling you. People fall in love with your personality and your voice. And it's a whole package with Karen Peck and New River, but it's not a marketed type package. I'll go on record saying these guys are genuine, sweet people, and it shows.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Daniel. Well, it's easy to co-host when I have Daniel Britt on the other end.
Hey, the Gaither Vocal Band's on the other end of our talk right now with a great song written by Gerald Crabb. And this is an incredible song. And they've done this with the Crabb's blessings. And
love
when
it.
Michael English, tell us your interpretation of Michael English singing this lyric.
Oh, my goodness. Just incredible. I remember the first time I heard Michael English sing this song. And then, you know, when you hear that someone is singing, you know, a Jason Crabb song, you're thinking, okay, well, that will be, we know it'll be great, but is it going to sound the same? And it's just so different. They're so different from each other. And I can honestly say I love both renditions of Please Forgive Me. And I know you're going to love this. And the thing is, what I love is you can tell that Michael English sings this song straight from his heart. And he's such an incredible person, and it's such a great singer. And it's just it's such a blessing, literally, to sit and watch him sing this song, because you know he means every word.
Gaither Vocal Band featuring Michael English. Please Forgive Me, New Music Spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
My sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that awaits for me tomorrow, when the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me, I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you, I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you until
This is Daniel Britton Friends.
You wouldn't think a child of seven could have done much that she regrets. But in her heart, she knows she needs you. She's learned about your life and death. She and her daddy knew together. She prays you'll forgive her sin. And now this story gets familiar. This is the part where you come in. In a hospital room one night. For some, the first time that we hear you, or one last chance before we die. But you're always waiting with forgiveness, no matter what we've done or been. You hear us crying for your mercy. That's the part where you come in.
And everything's new, everything's changed. For each heart is different, yet somehow the same. For the rest of our lives, the story we'll tell again and again. Is the part where
sampling the very best in gospel music at this point in time. And this song right here is reaching a chord with so many people, because when you talk about forgiveness, Karen, I think it's easy to say, I forgive you. It's always more difficult to say, I forgive myself, or to accept the forgiveness of others when we know we've done wrong, or even accept the forgiveness of God. It can't be that good, right? And this is what the Isaacs are singing about.
And this song, the first time that I heard the Isaacs sing this song, I was blown away with the lyrics, because if there's anything that all of us could say, it would be, you know, it would be this song. And I just think the message of this song is so timely at where we are right now in the world. And I believe that this song is one of the greatest songs I have ever heard. And I love the Isaacs. They are such great people. They sing with such an anointing. And I'm so thankful that the Lord, literally, I believe the Lord touched them when they penned this song. When they wrote this song, I know it came straight from heaven.
The Isaacs and Why Can't We on Daniel Britt and Friends.
He lies awake there all alone most every night. looking back on all of his mistakes, wishing through the tears that he could just go back, 'cause there's a lot of things he'd like to change. He just can't forgive himself and forget, even though God already did. If he can love someone and find the good within, in spite of what they've done, no matter where they've been, if he can let it go and set the dead free, if he can keep forgiving you and me, why can't we?
There've been times I've been so hurt by someone else, I didn't want to give a second chance. I let all the bitterness take control and took grace into my own hands. But even Jesus said, whoever's done no wrong, let him throw the first stone.
If he can love someone and find the good within, in spite of what they've done, no matter where they've been, if he can let it go and set the debtor free, if he can keep forgiving you. If he can love someone and find the good within, in spite of what they've done, no matter where they've been, if he can let it go and set the debtor free, if he can keep forgiving you.
It's a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. My guest co-host is Karen Peck, one of my favorite people. And Karen, help us introduce this next song, Your Friends, My Friends, Triumphant Quartet.
Triumphant Quartet are such special friends. I've traveled with Jeff Stice, who plays the piano for Triumphant. I traveled with him for several years. And you know, he's like a brother to me. And these guys are like brothers. They are doing so well right now in Southern Gospel music. I'm so happy for the success of this group, but those guys are the real deal. They love their families, and most of all, they love the Lord, and they're so good at what they do, and I know you're going to enjoy this song as much as I do. Listen to Triumphant sing Almost Home.
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thinking for his saving grace. I know we're almost home.
I'm going to a city where there is no more night. No sickness, no suffering, there is no more strife. Built by the mighty carpenter from the city of Galilee, I have a feeling that my mansion will overlook the crystal sea. Well, as soon as I get there, gonna find my family, and I'll talk a while with the one who laid his life down for you and me. Jasper walls, gates of pearl, oh, the things that are in store. I wake up in that promised land to live to die no more. Well,
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thinking for his saving grace.
Listen to that heavenly choir singing the song for the redeemed. The crowd's getting so excited, it will be more than a dream. Well, you might find me running up and down those streets of gold in my brand new body, for the half has not been told.
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thinking for his saving grace. I know we're almost home.
Yeah, I'm almost home.
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thinking for his saving grace. I'll be in my new robe of white, I know everything will be just right. I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna praise the King of Kings. I'm gonna shout, 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 I'm gonna sing, 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 praise the King of Kings. I know we're almost home, almost home. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thanking for his saving grace. I'll be in my new robe of white, I know everything will be just right. I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna praise the King of Kings. I'm gonna shout, 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 I'm gonna sing, 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 praise the King of Kings. I know we're almost home, almost home.
By listening, I think you would find out that the state of gospel music is alive and well, and tremendous songs. You always wonder, are we going to get any more great new songs? Yeah, how are we going to? We're going to record a new project. Are we going to get a high caliber of songs? And by the look of today's show, it is all superb. And Karen, it's been fun co-hosting with you on this.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. And it's what fun this has been. Thank you so much. And you know what? And I will say this. I just want to agree with what you're saying. We are very blessed to have great writers in our industry that are always sending great songs to Karen Peck and New River and all the other artists. And you know, I just want to say God bless the writers, because it, one thing that we've learned as a group is it starts with the song. And when you've got great songs, that says everything. And so we just want to say, I want to say a very special thanks to all the writers, and we have such great songs out right now. And you're right, they keep pouring in, and I think our industry is looking so bright, and because we have great songs.
Karen Peck, our special co-host today, and of course you can find out more about her music online at KarenPeckandNewRiver.com. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. you've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.